The more it goes, tiddly palm, the more... Didn't you say snows? Yes, but that was before. Before the tiddly palm. It was a different tiddly palm, said Pooh, feeling rather muddled now. I'll sing it to you properly, and then you'll see. So he sang it again. And when he had finished, he waited for Piglet to say that of all the outdoor hums for snowy weather that he'd ever heard, this was the best. And after thinking the matter out carefully, Piglet said, Pooh, it isn't the toes so much as the ears. By this time they were getting near Eeyore's gloomy place, which is where he lived. I've been thinking, said Pooh, and what I've been thinking is this. I've been thinking about Eeyore. What about Eeyore? Well, poor Eeyore has nowhere to live. Nor he has, said Piglet. You have a house, Piglet, and I have a house, and they are very good houses. And Christopher Robin has a house, and Owl and Kangaroo and Rabbit have houses, and even Rabbit's friends and relations have houses or some things. But poor Eeyore has nothing. So what I've been thinking is, let's build him a house. That, said Piglet, is a grand idea. Where shall we build it? We will build it here, said Pooh, just by this wood, out of the wind, because this is where I thought of it. And we will call this Pooh Corner, and we will build an Eeyore house with sticks at Pooh Corner for Eeyore. There was a heap of sticks on the other side of the wood, said Piglet. I saw them, lots and lots, all piled up. Thank you, Piglet, said Pooh. What you have just said will be a great help to us. And because of it, I could call this place Pooh and Piglet Corner. If Pooh Corner didn't sound better, which it does, being smaller and more like a corner. Come along. Christopher Robin had spent the morning indoors, going to Africa and back, and he had just got off the boat and was wondering what it was like outside, when who should come knocking at the door but Eeyore. Hello, Eeyore, said Christopher Robin as he opened the door and came out. How are you?
It's snowing still, said Eeyore gloomily.
So it is.
And freezing.
Is it?
Yes, said Eeyore. However, he said, brightening up a little, we haven't had an earthquake lately.
What's the matter, Eeyore?
Oh, nothing, Christopher Robin, nothing important. I suppose you haven't seen a house or whatnot anywhere about.
What sort of a house?
Just a house.
Who lives there?
I do. At least I thought I did, but I suppose I don't. After all, we can't all have houses.
But, Eeyore, I didn't know. I always thought...
I don't know how it is, Christopher Robin, but what with all this snow and one thing and another, not to mention icicles and such like, it isn't so hot in my field about 3 o'clock in the morning as some people think it is. In fact, Christopher Robin, quite between ourselves and don't tell anybody, it's cold.
Oh, Eeyore.
And I said to myself... The others will be sorry if I'm getting myself all cold. They haven't got brains, any of them. Only grey fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake. And they don't think. But if it goes on snowing for another 6 weeks or so, one of them will begin to say to himself, Eeyore can't be so very much too hot about 3 o'clock in the morning. And then it will get about. And they'll be sorry.
Oh, Eeyore, said Christopher Robin, feeling very sorry already.
I don't mean you, Christopher Robin. You're different. So what it all comes to is that I built myself a house down by my little wood.
Did you really? How exciting.
The really exciting part, said Eeyore, is that when I left it this morning it was there, and when I came back it wasn't. Oh, not at all. Very natural. It was only Eeyore's house. But still, I just wondered.
Christopher Robin didn't stop to wonder. He was already back in his house, putting on his waterproof hat, his waterproof boots, and his waterproof mackintosh as fast as he could. We'll go and look for it at once, he called out to Eeyore.
Sometimes, said Eeyore, when people have quite finished taking a person's house, there are one or two bits they don't want, and are rather glad for the person to take back, if you know what I mean. So I thought, well, if we just went...
Come on, said Christopher Robin, and off they hurried. And in a very little time they got to the corner of the field by the side of the pine wood, where Eeyore's house wasn't any longer.
There, said Eeyore, not a stick of it left. Of course,